but he wasn't thinking of Felicia at the moment. He was concentrating on that pinpoint of blue. His body trembled as his legs kicked back, his hands cutting forward. Just one more lap, one more lap. And finally, he hit the wall, physically and figuratively. He flung his arms over the ledge and pulled his shoulders up, resting his chin on the concrete as he fought to catch his breath. He was so worn out, it was a full minute before he noticed the two pairs of feet right in front of him. He looked up. Martinez and Fisher were standing over him, grinning. Kevin shook water from his ears, shocked. He hadn't seen or heard from them in weeks. They both looked tan, though Martinez had his hair combed down all the way to his eyes, obscuring most of his face. Neither of them seemed uncomfortable, but they were both out of place. Martinez, because he looked like he'd never swum in anything deeper than a bathtub, and Fisher, because he had once been part of the swim team before fate had taken him out of school. But nobody else was around to greet them. It was well after 9 at night, and practice had ended nearly 2 hours before. The pool was deserted, the coach already home with his family. Kevin pulled himself out of the water, standing on rubbery legs. "Look what the cat dragged in." Fisher shook Kevin's hand, then wiped himself dry in Martinez's terry cloth shirt. "Do you have a moment?" he asked. Kevin shrugged. He was tired and hungry, and there was a pizza waiting for him in Felicia's room. But who knew when he'd see these two again? "Sure, what's up?" "There's someone we'd like you to meet." The classroom was located halfway down the infinite corridor, the long hallway of institutionally styled rooms that ran through the center of MIT's main campus. Fisher and Martinez remained silent for most of the walk, and Kevin resisted the urge to pelt them with questions. It was obvious they were enjoying the drama, and he didn't want to ruin their fun. Just as they reached the classroom, the door opened from the inside. Kevin recognized the room from his freshman year. He'd taken multivariable calculus and linear algebra one after the other, sitting in the same seat 2 semesters in a row. He followed Martinez and Fisher in. The first thing he noticed was that the window shades were pulled. The orange fluorescent ceiling lights struggled to reach the corners, bathing the walls in strangely shaped shadows. Someone had rearranged the wooden seats into a tight semicircle in the center of the room, facing the blackboard. A chart filled with horizontal rows of numbers occupied most of the board. The chart was a work in progress. An angular man with curly, jet-black hair and a poorly fitted shirt had his back to the room, a piece of bright blue chalk gripped in his thick fingers. He turned just as Kevin entered.
"Welcome to Blackjack 101, Kevin. We're all thrilled to finally meet you."
Kevin turned his attention to the semicircle of chairs. 7 faces stared back at him. A few he recognized from various classes. Most he did not. 2 were classmates. A petite, pretty young Asian woman named Kiana Lam, a transplant from Taiwan who shared his major in electrical engineering. And Michael Sloan, a blonde tennis jock who lived in the same building as Kevin. A 3rd he had met in physics class, Brian Hale, an emaciated but brilliant senior who, like Kevin, was a local boy, having grown up in the nearby suburb of Waltham. The others were 4 male strangers who looked to be college-aged. 2 wore glasses, and 3 were Asian, probably Chinese. They all had that MIT aura about them, studious, awkward, but also slightly superior, as if each was used to being the smartest kid in the room.